Introduction. I was born to a new life every time a mental structure made of prejudices, obsolete teachings, and uncritically accepted beliefs was shattered, and I came out as if freed from prison. I was born to a new life every time my mind, observing from a new point of view, expanded to broader and different understandings. Above all, I was born to a new life when I stopped rationalizing and began listening to my intuition, opening myself to the mystery of my own consciousness. I feel like I've already lived and completed three lives, and I am now living my fourth. In the child enchanted by the flight of airplanes, we're already present seeds of the future maker of the microprocessor. And in the mind of the physicist who believed in the possibility of creating conscious computers, was already stirring a faint awareness of the absurdity of such an idea. Much work was necessary to clear me from prejudices, dogmas, and preconceived ideas. Above all, to free me from what appeared to be obvious. My first life took place in northern Italy, where I was born, educated, and had my first work experiences. In early 1968, a few months after marrying Elvia Sardei, we moved from Milan to the San Francisco Bay Area and started a new life with a different language and culture. In the second life, I achieved what I was most passionate about at that time, inventing and developing new technologies and products, starting with a novel method to make metal oxide semiconductor transistors, MOS, silicon gate technology, with which I later designed the world's first microprocessors. Then, surprising myself, I decided to start my first company, Zilog Incorporated, which led to my third life, a line of work I never thought was in my genes, one of a serial entrepreneur in high-tech business. In this new stage, I had to learn how to deal with situations far less understandable and controllable than those I had encountered in the domain of technology. For example, the unpredictability of markets, people, and events. I also discovered how some of my hidden traits greatly influenced my behavior and that of others. This turn towards my inner life was even more unexpected than the decision to start my first company, and it led me to an extraordinary awakening described in Chapter 5, which then deeply changed the rest of my life. For many years, I lived a double life, so to speak. By day, I continued my business as an entrepreneur. By night, I devoted time and energy to the development and understanding of my consciousness, allowing the transformations of thoughts and attitudes that spontaneously emerged to change my life. This gradual integration of inner and outer realities began about 30 years ago. The contrast between the two could not have been greater, because the study of the outer world is based on science founded on the truth of shared experiments. The study of the inner world, instead, is subtle, since consciousness is personal and its contents are private. I started my fourth life 10 years ago when I decided to retire from business to focus exclusively on the scientific study of consciousness. This passion would later become the mission of the Federico and Elvia Faggin Foundation, a nonprofit organization created in 2011. I was motivated to write this book to convey the essential messages I gathered in my four lives, telling not only the story of the inventions and enterprises in which I participated, but also sharing the most intimate account of my journey. Through direct experiences and profound reflections, I was led to a better comprehension of some crucial aspects of the nature of consciousness.